Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we're going to have a lot of fun.
That's right. We have a great topic for you today. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Our topic today is nature.
And our title for today is The Night Sky. The Night Sky. Do you like looking at the night sky?
Oh, I love looking at the night sky. I love looking at all the stars.
I do too. And today, our friends want to look at the night sky. Let's read about it with Peter. Here's today's Read It.
The weather is clear tonight, and there is no moon. Alex and Rob are going outside to look at the stars. The weather is cold. They will wear warm coats and hats. The next day, Rob tells Susie about the stars. He watched shooting stars flash across the sky. They saw the Big Dipper because there were no clouds.
Thanks, Peter. The weather is perfect tonight to look at the night sky.
Yes, it is. But we can always look up at the sky. All you have to do is this.
Yeah, that's right. But Peter, not every night is clear like today. We can see so many wonderful things.
Oh, I hope we can see a shooting star tonight.
Oh, that would be wonderful. It's going to be cold outside, though. Maybe I should get a blanket.
Oh, that will keep you warm. Good idea. Well, friends, let's get started. Here's Christina with our key words.
Hello, 大家好。今天我们的主题是夜晚的天空。当我们说 the weather is clear 的时候，就表示天空是晴朗无云的。所以 clear 可以当形容词，晴朗的意思。夜晚的天空如果没有月亮的话，星星会显得更亮。月亮是 moon, there is no moon tonight. 因为今晚没有月亮，所以 Rob 和 Alex 决定要去看星星。星星是 star, they will see a lot of bright stars tonight. 结果第二天他们告诉大家他们看到了流星划过天空。天空就是 sky, there are so many stars in the sky. 因为晚上的天空很 clear, 没有云。所以看到特别多的星星，云就是 cloud. There weren't any clouds last night.
Are you ready for the program, Ben?
Yes, I'm almost finished with today's weather report.
Is the weather going to be good?
It will be very cold tonight. And the weather is clear.
Then we'll be able to see a lot of stars.
Yes.Do you like looking at stars?
I do. So does Alex. He knows a lot about stars.
Okay, friends, are you ready for the program?
Yes, Marie, but the program already started.
I know. I just wanted to say that because Rob asks Ben the same question.
Oh, okay, very good. So, are you ready for the program? We call things like TV shows programs, and things like Rob's show. And this question is a good one to practice. Are you ready for something? Are you ready for the test?
Are you ready for the trip?Friends, try practicing at home. You'll feel better when you're finished with practicing that sentence.
Oh, to be finished with something. We can practice that on the show, too. Here's Christina for some help.
Ben 说今天的气象报告他快做完了。I'm almost finished with today's weather report. 句中的 finished...当形容词完成的意思，所以 someone is finished with something 就表示某人做完某件事的意思。注意到它的介系词是用 with。如果你功课做完了，可以说 I'm finished with my homework. 或者你晚饭吃了吗? Are you finished with your dinner? 这些都是 be finished with something 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. We are finished with watching Christina. And now we can practice. I'm finished with my homework. Yay!
Hey, that's a great one, Marie. Okay, I'm finished with today's teaching. Yay!
Oh, very good. Wait, Peter, we have a whole lesson to teach. We are not finished.
Oh, you're right. You're right. But we are finished with practicing. That pattern is so helpful. Well, let's move on. Ben, the weatherman says the sky will be very clear tonight.
Yes, that means there will not be any clouds in the sky. Let's take a look at our picture.
Oh, well, this is a picture of stars. Stars are amazing. Can you see the stars at night where you live, friends?
Stars are beautiful. Stars are like our sun, but very, very far away. So you can only see them at night.
In cities, you can see a few stars. If you go out of the city, you can see many, many stars.
Yeah, where I live in New Jersey, the sky is very clear. At night, I go outside, sit on a blanket, and I look at the stars. It's so amazing.
Well, in the city I live, Denver, you can't see many stars, but we are close to the mountains, and there you can see so many stars. It's beautiful. Well, we talked a lot about the stars, and I think we're ready to move on to learn more about the night sky. Let's go there together right now.
Hey, Rob. What are you doing tonight?
Alex and I are going outside to look at the stars. There will be no moon, so the stars will be really bright.
You will get cold.
No, we'll wear warm coats and hats.
That's good. How long will you look at the stars?
For an hour or two. We hope to see some shooting stars.
Linda asks Rob a good question at the start of this conversation. She asks him, what are you doing tonight? Let's practice. What are you doing now, Marie?
I'm teaching English with you, Peter.
Okay, what are you doing later?
I'm going to eat a meal, then resting.
Okay, what are you doing tonight?
I'm going to eat dinner and then take a walk.
Very good. Friends, try practicing with a partner at home.
One person can ask the questions and the other person can answer the questions. Take turns doing both.
So, Marie, you are taking a walk after dinner. It's going to be cold, really cold. Wear a warm coat.
That's a great idea, Peter. And guess what? That's today's
calendar
phrase.
Wear a warm coat.
Wear a warm coat.
穿件温暖的大衣。
It's cold outside.
Wear a warm coat.
It's windy outside.
Wear a warm coat.
It's snowing outside.
Wear a warm coat.
I don't have a warm coat. What should I do?
Stay inside.
Oh. Wear a warm coat.
Wear a warm coat.
穿件温暖的大衣。
So, friends, what do you do when you feel cold? You wear a warm coat, especially in the winter.
That's right. We use this word warm to talk about clothes. Rob says they will wear warm coats and hats. You wear warm clothes in the winter and put them away in the summer.
Well, if our friends stay outside a long time, they will have to wear coats. How long will our friends look at the stars? Before we answer that question, let's go to Rebecca for today's grammar point.
Hello, friends. If you want to ask someone how long he will do something, you can use this grammar point. How long will you action? For example, how long will you play basketball? Or how long will you cook the rice? Now it's your turn to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. This is a great question to ask someone. You can find out how long they will do something.
How long will you go on vacation? Hopefully, you can take a break sometimes.
How long will you practice the piano? Friends, try practicing at home.
So, how long will our friends go outside and look at the stars?
They will go outside and look at the stars for an hour or two. We talk about time like this sometimes. I do homework for an hour or two. I brush my teeth for a minute or two.
So our friends say there is no moon out tonight, and it is a perfect night to see the stars. Here's a picture of the moon. It makes a lot of light. You can't see many stars when the moon is out.
Yeah. Okay, friends, it's time for us to take a break for a minute or two. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Our friends are going outside tonight. They will look at the stars for an hour or two. Make sure to wear warm coats.
That's right. It is cold outside. Maybe they can bring a blanket, too. Oh, I hope they see a shooting star or some of the planets. Oh, I should bring my telescope.
You should bring your telescope, Peter. All right, friends, let's go to conversation C.
Hi, Rob. Did you see any shooting stars last night?
Hey, Susie. Yes, we did. We watched them flash across the sky.
Cool. I love seeing shooting stars.
The sky was beautiful last night.
It was. There weren't any clouds. So you saw a lot of stars?
Yeah, we even saw the Big Dipper.
Wow! I like looking at the night sky.
Our friends had a great time looking at the stars. This can be a fun thing to do with friends.
Susie asks Rob, did you see any shooting stars last night?
Yes. Yes, they did see shooting stars. Shooting stars are beautiful and exciting. If you are lucky, you can see them on a clear night.
They saw many shooting stars. They watched them flash across the sky. Let's go to Christina for some more about this sentence.
Rob 说他昨晚跟 Alex 去看星星。他们看到流星闪过天空。We watched them flash across the sky. 动词 flash 是闪光，有飞驰掠过的意思。所以 flash across the sky 就是闪过或者是掠过天空。我们从这个句子里要学一下 watch 这个很特别的感官动词。句型 watch A do B 表示看 A 做B 这件事，它强调的是看到某一个事实，做的动作用原形动词。比如 ，I watched Larry play basketball yesterday。我昨天看 Larry 打篮球。
Thanks, Christina. So the shooting stars moved very quickly across the sky from one side to the other.
Yes, Rob uses the word flash. These shooting stars move so fast, they look like a flash of light in the sky.
Yes, they do. Well, let's talk about this word sky. In the day, when the sky is clear, it is blue. And at night, the sky is black.
That's right. If the sky is not clear, there are clouds in the sky. Clouds can be white and puffy.
Or they can be dark and gray because the clouds are full of rain.
I think I like white puffy clouds a lot more. Well, we've been talking about the stars today, but I also like looking at the clouds too. You can use your imagination and see all kinds of shapes and animals and other fun things.
That sounds like fun, Peter. Our friend saw the Big Dipper in the sky. This is a group of stars in the sky that look like a shape.
Wow. Okay, so here is a picture of the Big Dipper. There's also a group of stars called the Little Dipper. You can see many different things in the stars. You can use your imagination. Do you look up at the night sky and see different things? What do you see up there?
A long time ago, when I was outside, I looked up in the sky and I saw a shooting star. It was so amazing. But ever since that, I've never seen another shooting star.
Wow, you're really lucky though. Maybe you live in a place like Taipei and you can't see the stars. Well, go to the mountains and look at the night sky. Okay, friends, it's time for us to review our keywords. You can say them with us right now.
Here's our first keyword for today. Clear. Clear. The sky is clear. You can see the sun.
Moon. Moon. The moon is very bright tonight.
Star. Star. You can see many stars at night.
Sky. Sky. Airplanes fly in the sky.
Cloud. Cloud. Look at all the clouds in the sky. All right, friends, make sure to review our keywords. But right now, let's review our conversations.
Are you ready for the program, Ben?
Yes, I'm almost finished with today's weather report.
Is the weather going to be good?
It will be very cold tonight. And the weather is clear.
Then we'll be able to see a lot of stars.
Yes. Do you like looking at stars?
I do. So does Alex. He knows a lot about stars.
Hey, Rob. What are you doing tonight?
Alex and I are going outside to look at the stars. There will be no moon, so the stars will be really bright.
You will get cold.
No. We'll wear warm coats and hats.
That's good. How long will you look at the stars?
For an hour or two. We hope to see some shooting stars.
Hi, Rob. Did you see any shooting stars last night?
Hey, Susie. Yes, we did. We watched them flash across the sky.
Cool. I love seeing shooting stars.
The sky was beautiful last night.
It was. There weren't any clouds. So you saw a lot of stars?
Yeah, we even saw the Big Dipper.
Wow! I like looking at the night sky.
Hello, Monkey Man! Hello, Ginger.
Hey, Monkey Man. Let's do something fun tonight.
Well, okay. What do you want to do?
I want to look at the stars.
Ooh, well, tonight is a good night for looking at stars.
It is?
Yeah, there's no moon.
No moon, but...
And there are no clouds.
No clouds, but...
Hey, maybe we'll see some shooting stars.
Shooting stars, but...
We can watch them flash across the sky.
Monkey Man, I don't want to see shooting stars.
You don't?
No, I want to see movie stars. Let's watch TV tonight.
Ginger.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about stars. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Stella Orion.
Hello, Rob. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to the show, Stella.
Thank you.
Now, Stella, you know a lot about stars.
That's right. I spend a lot of time studying the sky.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Sharon Lim of Hong Kong. Sharon asks, I love looking at the night sky. Sometimes I like to find patterns in the stars. What is the English word for a pattern of stars?
Great question, Sharon. I love looking at the night sky, too. When stars form a pattern in the sky, it's called a constellation.
Constellation.
Yes, constellation.
Are there any well-known constellations?
One well-known constellation is the Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper. I know that one. It looks like a spoon.
Right. The star at the end of the spoon's handle is the North Star.
Oh, yes. The North Star is one of the brightest stars in the sky.
That's right. And the North Star is right above the North Pole. Before there was GPS, people would use the North Star to find the way to places.
That's so interesting. Thanks for sharing this information with us. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us today. Maybe you can go outside and look at the stars tonight. Tonight will be a very clear night, so go out with your friends and see what you can find up in the sky.
That's a great idea. Then you can find the Big Dipper.
Oh, or maybe you can see a shooting star.
Oh, that would be wonderful. You will be very lucky if you see that. Well, I hope the sky is clear enough for you to see that. And that's all the time we have for you today. But tomorrow we will continue this wonderful topic on the night sky. We'll see you then right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.